more will either go to the Dato or the fillies and mares on the same day. So a lot of interest in the New Zealand horses. We know how strong they can be. And just finally, the Melbourne Cup winner, Al Mandon. Lloyd Williams has texted me this morning. The horse will resume having his first run since the first Tuesday in November last year, this Saturday at Moonee Valley in a 2,040-metre race. Will carry 61 kilos and Ben Mellon will take the ride. So Al Mandon running on Saturday aloft. A bit unsure, but they may wait for another day and not run on Saturday. The Damien Oliver appeal, racing appeal down in Melbourne is beginning as we speak. At this stage, he misses on Memsie Day, September 2, after getting that 14-meeting suspension last Wednesday. So I think he's desperately trying to get one day off so he can ride in that million-dollar race. We'll monitor that with Sean over the next couple of hours, the appeal involving Damien Oliver. That's it for our news hour of Racing HQ. After the break, our full preview for Muswellbrook.
Sky Sports Radio has Greyhound Racing covered.
Beacon Street looming large. The young gun, Beacon Street wins.
Beacon Street.
For the Proctor family will represent New South Wales in the National Sprint Championship at Albion Park.
They're heading to Bris Vegas.
While Abby Ripper contests the National Distance Grand Final. Some of the best greyhounds from around Australia do battle. And Dave Carlson will be trackside for all the late mail. Friday night here on Sky Sports Radio.
Good morning, Kristen Fard with your Sky Sports Radio news. The terrorist who drove the van down Barcelona's famous La Rambla Strip has been shot dead by police. In a confrontation at Subirats, the 22-year-old Moroccan man was wearing what appeared to be an explosive belt and was shouting Allah Akbar before being shot by police. The mother of the young Sydney boy killed in the Barcelona terror attacks faces years of surgery and insurance may not cover the costs. Friends and family are frantically trying to raise money, starting up a GoFundMe page to help cover the medical costs. They've currently raised more than $90,000. And welfare recipients in the Canterbury-Bankstown area will now face random drug tests starting early next year. This comes as the Turnbull government begins a crackdown on people who receive the dole. As part of a trial, The Telegraph has revealed around 1,800 people receiving New Start and Youth Allowance payments will be tested for ice, ecstasy and marijuana over the next 2 years. To sport, New South Wales Rugby League has introduced 21 weight and age competitions across Sydney in an attempt to keep juniors in the game. Penrith playmaker Nathan Cleary has backed the initiative and told Fairfax Media he wouldn't be playing the game today had it not have been for the weight and age competitions he played while living in New Zealand. The NRL will have the final say on who the Titans appoint as the new head coach after paying out $400,000 for the sacking of Neil Henry. Meanwhile, Manly coach Trent Barrett has admitted his team is in a hole. The Seagulls were in third place after round 19, but with two wins from their past six games, the club's final hopes are hanging by a thread. In AFL news, Melbourne could be without an opening week final for the first time, with Adelaide and Sydney possibly hosting all of the elimination and qualifying finals. To cricket, the Bangladesh monsoon season has threatened to wipe out a test series. Steve Smith and his men will head into Sunday's first test without a single hit under their belt after their warm-up game was cancelled when it was flooded by contaminated water. And Aussie Daria Gavrilova has made it into the second round of the Connecticut Open. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Can't choose between your favourite runners? Place a $3 mystery box trifecta on Trackside. And if your three runners finish first, second or third in any order, you win 50% of the trifecta dividend.
Visit your local tab to play Trackside.
Gamble responsibly.
Don't pay overs. Book your mare to proven Group 1 sire for a reason for $2,200. Or Hunter Cup winner Bling It On for $2,400. Live foals receive a $500 HRNSW rebate. Conditions apply. Go to comedyequine.com.au.
Sky Sports Radio can be taken anywhere, anytime. Crystal clear. Sky Sports Radio is available through the Tab app plus the Radio Industries radio app. Whether you're at home, work, the races or travelling, make sure Sky Sports Radio is a part of your racing day.
And they're off and racing.
Group Racing returns to Rose Hill Gardens.
Watch Sydney's best as they return to the track to begin their spring carnival campaign. With gourmet trackside dining options available and stunning views of the home straight and winning post, your guests will have a winning day at Rose Hill Gardens. Hospitality packages start at only $99. Find out more at www.theatc.com.au.
Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ, setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews and tab markets.
And good morning everyone, 10 past 10 with Sean Cosgrove. We've got a big day of racing coming up all over the place today. We'll be going to Dwayne Dow in the moment at Muswellbrook and getting the situation there. We've got Leeton Gallops today as well. We have Bow Desert in Queensland, Menangle Harness Racing. We've got Golden Greyhounds, Pakenham in Victoria as well. They're coming from left, right and centre. Now, I think this man may have had a birthday recently too. We'll check his teeth and find out. Dwayne Dowell, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Am I correct in saying you've whacked another year on the clock?
Yeah, a bit overrated getting older, isn't it?
Well, mate, you know you're getting old and you can sing and clean your teeth at the same time. That's when you know you...
I'm not quite there then. I'll stop counting anyway.
All right. Well, I hope you had a great day. Now, today at Muswellbrook, how are things looking?
Yeah, looking good, Sean. We're on a good four and... Look, I suspect we're certainly in for probably an upgrade. I think I'm just out here walking the track now, and it's looking very good. Good cover of grass, so every horse should get a chance today.
All right, fantastic. The rail here, where's that?
Yeah, so rail's in the true, and there's not a cloud in the sky. It's a great day. We just had to put a bit of irrigation on earlier last week, and just due to no rainfall, but, yeah, it's in picture-perfect health.
All right, terrific. So great day all in order. Gary Harley's there, and we'll get all the winners from him in just a sec. Dwayne, good on you.
Good on you. Thanks, mate.
Dwayne Dowell there at Muswellbrook. And at 11 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio, the man is going to provide all the winners, so we're going to go home a lot richer today. It's Gary Harley with the Money Back Guarantee. Morning, Gary.
Good morning, Sean. There's no Money Back Guarantee.
Oh, come on. Don't back out now.
Mate, I never slept last night.
Fair thinking.
We had two legs going in the last leg of the quaddy at Gunnedah.
Yeah.
One was paying 180, and the other one was paying 1700. Went to the line head and head.
And?
We had four legs going, but the two of them went to those two I mentioned, head and head.
And I reckon I know which one got the money.
You know which one got the money.
The shorty.
Instead of lobster, it was Vegemite sandwich.
That was it, and on stale bread.
Yes, yeah, the bread was a week old.
And so last night you're lying in bed with a metal little pin cushion of a horse sticking pins into it going,
well,
why couldn't you get up?
I could do with the extra 1500.
Oh, geez, that'd pay for at least four burgers, wouldn't it?
Well, I don't know about that. They tell me the way you were devouring the food at Taree, that would have cost them plenty.
Well, I didn't even have teeth marks on it, I guess. Go down, mate. All right. Now today we're going to find a winner the first. Tab.com.au, maiden plate. We've got a full field. Now, four Silent Jack, $1.70. Two My Little Soldier, $4.20. One Latin Light, $4.60. Five Artella, $7.50. Six Supercharge, $26. And three Rest Assured, $34.
Hey, mate, did Wayne mention about the cup prize money?
No.
Yeah, they only announced yesterday $100,000 the Muswellbrook Cup.
Gee whiz.
8th of December showcase meeting, $50,000 sprint, $40,000 maiden, $30,000 another... the rest of the races, the Wayne Harris race, everything on the 8th of December. Going to be a massive day.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, 100 grand.
Yeah, too right.
And the committees put the money up themselves. You know, the clubs put the money up themselves.
That's brilliant.
Yep, mate. Silent Jack is named after the late, great Jack Denham, trained by his son, Alan. Now, you don't have to be a Rhodes Scholar to realise that for Alan to wait this long to name a race after Dad, or a horse after Dad, he must think it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
It's odds on, I know. Its run was fair first up at Port Macquarie, but he wanted further. And he goes from 1,200 to 15 today. It's only second race start. He's a true blue New Zealand bred horse by a New Zealand sire out of a New Zealand mare. And he's owned by Alan and he's partnered a lot of the families. The Denham and Zammit families. So I'd imagine they'll boost the crowd up there today to his riding him, and he should win this race. Latin Light's a danger. Owned in the same interest as Sense of Occasion. This one's trained by Jason Deemer. Josh Adams is absolutely flying. And as we broke the news yesterday on Sky, when Brett Kavanagh told me at Gunnedah that Josh is going to ride another Sin in the San Domenico on Saturday. He's going to run in that race. And Josh, I think he had a double yesterday, and he's absolutely flying. I thought this horse didn't go too bad on debut at Scone. I reckon it'll run a race. Number 5, Artella, got a place hope. And number 2, My Little Soldier. All eyes on Silent Jack. 4, 1, 5, and 2.
All right. Now, race 2, take out 10, striking debut. 8, Our Dilemma, 240. 1, quite unexpected, 320. 7, Fanish and Alice, 460. Out to 5, Bridie's Brook at 11. 4, Uncle Sam, 13. Then 2, You'll Do, 3, Hayden Boy, both 17, 11, Undertaker, 34, 6, Dream Free, 101, along with 9, She's Just Sailed, also 101.
Peter Rabel's got Our Dilemma, her Grand Buckley a ride. The horse is going really good, looks a lovely race for her. She's got a nice barrier. She's run third the last two at Goulburn and at Cessnock. Now, the run at Cessnock, she's got back. In the field, and she really hit the line good in the last 100 metres there over 11.50. It was a little bit too short for her. Then she went to Goulburn in a 1300 there. She had a sit behind the leader, hit the front after they straightened up, but was headed at the 200, but she looked like she was gone and may drop out, but she really fought back well and only got beat there her metal length. She looks a good racer. I thought she was the one to beat. One quite unexpected. Up from Hawkesbury, was at 6 placings from 12 starts. Hasn't run for 51 days, but gee, I thought he trialled really good the other day at Hawkesbury when he ran a trial. At Warwick Farm, he won the trial. Rachel King rode him. Robbie Brewer rides today. Rach won't be there, and he looks a big threat. Number 7, Fanny Chanel. Scratch Esty at Gunnedah to run here. Damien Lane's got it. Run second the other day at Taree. Matty McGurran went right up on the rail, never went round a horse, thought the run was good enough to give it a chance. And number 5, Bridie's Brook, got beat a long way at Scone, but the winner, Polsky, or the winner, Floki, or Flocky, or Floki, who's in today, in a 2's on shot, is very, very good. 8, 1, 7, and 5.
All right, the third. Now, we take out 4 Blues Bro, 2 DeMeister, $1.95, 1 Marman, 2.10, 3 Tips and Beers at 8.50. 6 Strikes Zone, 13. 5 More Than a Holiday, 16. 7 Prince Carreaux, 34. And 8 Unique Dreams, 61.
There's only 2 possibles, and he's my best bet of the day, DeMester. I don't think he's won a race since Paul Perry and Steve Gillard and the other owners bought him from Ireland. I think he won 3 races over there, 2,000, 2,300 and 2,400. But he's run good races in much better fields than this, a couple of them in town. And his last run at Tamworth in at 2,100 there the other day, when he was beaten a couple of lengths, was very good. The pace was only muddled throughout the race. It was a funny run race. And then Rachel took off on him, Rachel Murray, around about the 600 and shot 2 or 3 in front. And at one stage, it looked like being a winning break. But he was only just nailed by the world and beaten about half a neck, maybe a bit less, in the run home. Now, this is a pretty steady field. If you take Marmon out, it's a pretty ordinary lot. So this should be his race. He's in form. He's run before. That one wasn't too bad. Andrew Gibbons are riding today, barrier 1. Thought he was the better of the day. Marmon, 3 off for young Robbie Dolan. The boy with Mark Newnham, he was very disappointing the other day at Canterbury in a 1900. But one thing he can do, he can run a strong 2300. If he finds his best form, he is the main threat. 3 Tips and Beers and number 5, More Than a Holiday. 2, a good thing to beat 1, 3, and 5.
Righto, we go to the next event, race 4, and we've got a full field here. Now, 1 Grundalina is 250, 3 General Harmony, 310. A gap out to 2 Fiscal Policy at 8, then 4 Bombito, 11. Number 7, Dan Shari, 15. 8, 5, rather, Our Tax Return, and 6, Divine Hussey, also 8, Envision, all $18. 10, Dreaming Diamonds, 23. 9, Yada Yada is 26. And 11, Ramble Bay, 81.
I'll put the 2 of them only in the quaddy, only the 2 in this race, 3 and 1. I think General Harmony's got a good chance of beating the favourite. Trained on the track by Tim McIntosh, another good Josh Adams ride. His run was an absolute ripper first up at Crindy when he came from last to run third, beating the length. Then he went to Scone. He pulled his head off that day at Scone back on the 14th of July. He shipped it out bad at the 900. He hung, if you own him, you you would have been, I mean, if you trained him like Timmy does, you would have been very disappointed. Then he came to Scone the other day and he ran another bottler behind Armageddon on it. He jumped in front. He was dragged back by Josh Adams to race back in the field. He races best that way. And he got a nice tail up on the turn, and when he got into the clear, he rocketed to the line to get beat about half a length. He'll get back a bit, but I think he's got a terrific hope here. Grundalina, well, what do you think about this run? April 5, beaten three lengths, run second to Egtart at Warwick Farm.
Handy.
On a heavy air, but he's been a bit disappointing since. He then failed at Randwick, had 3 months off, come back at Scone, and oh, he went ordinary, got beat about, he ran about third last that day, blew like a gale on the bet. And then he went to Narromine the other day. He was slow out, went quick to midfield. The leaders went hard in front, give him every chance, Daniel Northey. And he hit the front and got nailed right on the line. I don't think he's going as good as he was when the day he ran second to Egtart, or the day he won a maiden be 6 lengths at Scone way back in March, April. But he's going well enough to be a big threat. They're the two standouts for me in the race. 3 to beat 1, 2 Fiscal Policy for Jared Austin, Brand Buckley to ride, couple of placings of Bathurst and Orange lately, and number 4, Best of the Others. Bombito was a dual acceptor. 3, 1, 2, 4.
All right, on to race 5. Pull out 2, Adam, 5, not surprising, and 7, Dan Chari. 1, Flocky is $1.50. 4, Final Frontier, 4 even. 3, Oakfield Time, 4.40. 6, Lease of Life, 23. 8, Sundermore, 51, and 9, Ander Guppy, $71. We'll look forward to seeing this bloke in action.
Yeah, mate, I'll tell you the story about him. He was bred by Yarraman Park, Arthur and Harry Mitchell, by Inchinbrook, and he was going to the English yearling sales, and he suffered a hoof injury.
Mm-hmm.
So he never went through the sale. They retained the ownership, Yarraman Park, and Tim Hughes and his wife joined the ownership. He trialled really good at Newcastle. Back in July, Ben Smith put him down at Scone, and you won't see an easier win anywhere.
He flogged him, didn't he?
Yeah, 8.35 lengths he won by. 4 wide with no cover and just annihilated him. Josh Adams got off him, and he said to me, this horse could have went straight to town and won his maiden at Canterbury or somewhere without any trouble. And he had a massive rap on him. Ben's not happy, and the way he was treated with the benchmark after the race. But he's decided to run here and not Hawkesbury on Thursday. And at $1.50, if he runs like he did the other day, mate, he'll carry him. He is a very, very smart horse. We've got him on top. Final Frontier, second pick. He goes all right too, Paul Perry's horse. Bina Coney's got a ton of speed. He bolted in first up at Taree recently. He did run second to Devon Early one day at Newcastle back in March. He's second pick. 3 Oakfield Time, and number 6, Lease of Life, and naturally I've only stood the one out in the quaddy, Flocky.
All right, race 6.
Still there?
Yeah.
Under the sleep?
No.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, no, I'm here. Just, I thought you might be going to elaborate more, but that was...
No, you know, time's on the wing. I've got the taxi coming shortly.
You're waxing lyrical there. Now, race 6. We've got a full field, 8 Miss Gigi, 320, 7 Trades Hall, 460, 4 Nick on the Run, 550, 3 Princess Freya, 6, 5 Quick Cash, 650, 2 Hide Sickers, 950, number 6 Diama, 23, also 9 Vixen Lass, 23, 1 Bayview Emperor is 26, 10 Loading is $51.
It's a nice race for Nick on the Run, but they've got to go quick. I'll tell you why. He coming back from 1,300 to 1,000, and the 1,300 was only 10 days ago. But Paul Perry is a master at doing this, so I'm not querying that at all. And Rachel Murray's going to ride him. He run third at Newcastle the other day, beating a couple of lengths to Osborne Bulls, who's a very smart Godolphin horse. Sesame run second, and Sesame would carry this field. He's 2 runs before at Warwick Farm. He's only beaten 1 3/4 and 2 lengths. Just the backing trip was 1,300, I'd say, was a good thing. But if they go hard enough, and I think they will, Quick Cash has got a ton of speed, so do others in the race, he can get over the top of them. Number 8 for second, Miss Gigi, bolted in the other day here at Musselbrook, beat Trades Hall. Trades Hall went to Crindine, sat 3 and 4 deep and still won. This horse has got good speed, unbeaten in its only run on the track. trades all for third after the Crindye win, and Princess Freya, Claire Cunningham, coming back today after winning a race here the other day with High Call, and it's a chance in a later race. This horse is part owned by Neil Werrett and a number of owners, and it'll go okay. I don't know whether it can beat the others, but it's got some hope. 4, 8, 7, and 3.
I know the last three Manhattan Road, 7 Bombito out. Now 2 Anticipate, 360, 4 Percussion, $4. 5 High Call, 460, 6 Bold Street Catner, 650, 10 Prince Rulers, 850, 12 The Garrett, 15. Now 9 DeLagos at $17. We go to 1 Montgomery at $19, 11 Me Mongo, 21. 8 Set the Tone, 26, 14 Little May, 71, and 13 De Sheila's, 101.
Mate, it's an open race. I've got four of these in the quaddy. I thought Percussion was a bit unlucky here the other day. Peter Robles got him. He only got beat a long head, something like that. He runs second behind High Call, the horse at Claire Cunningham's. He was centre field, and for most of the trip, he was three wide. He made a real strong run on the straight. I thought he was a bit stiff. Got a nice barrier. Bobby Alyssa, who rides him, and I noticed on Twitter this morning, Sean, that Bobby, I'm sure he said...
2 years.
It's 2 years since he beat the cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. And he'll be there to ride the horse, so it'll be a good anniversary for him if he could win. It's got a good barrier. I think it'll be very hard to beat. Number six is my second pick, Bowl Street Cat. Gee, this was a good run the other day at Scone. It only run seventh and only got beat 2.5 lengths beyond Torrio's Delight, Western Saga and Bowl Chance. Bowl Chance started odds on and won a race at Gosford the other day. This horse come from third last. The run was huge. Anthony Cavallo gets on today, senior jockey. It'll run a race. Number five, High Call, won well here for Claire Cunningham the other day. And number two, Best of the Others, Anticipate. It's a horse Chad Lever was on when he fell the other day at Scone. I thought it's run two starts back at Scone was all right. 4, 6, 5, and 2. One good thing, you've got to take $1.95. You might get $2. Race three, number two. Mm. We've got three odds on favourites, but that one there will be a bit more reasonable than the good horse a bit later on. Greg Radley will be there with me, and we'll be in the mounting yard all day long on Sky and coming through Sky Radio with the late mail. Sean?
All right. You're in a very cheeky mood today, Gary. I think you'll go well today.
Yeah, well, I don't know about cheeky. Yeah. It seems to me that you get me that way, so...
Oh. Now that's a quote I want put on my headstone. That's something that's going to cause me not to sleep tonight now.
You, if I could tell a few stories that you told at Tari, but I can't tell on the radio.
I know, I run into your brother there. It was like a clone. I looked into the street, the big fella's here, and it was your brother, Mark.
That's what happens when you when you're managing a pub.
Yeah. No, he's lobbed
there. He's got a pub up there in Tari.
No, it was a good night. Don't worry about that. We had a ball.
Great people up there.
Too right, that.
They had a good carnival. Good on them.
Yeah, good on you. We'll hear you later on today with the late mail.
Talk to you later.
Gary Harley there at Musselbrook today. It's 27 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio.
Be 100% New South Wales bred and eligible for the $9,000 in bonuses for your first 2 or 3 year old win. Breed to the fastest horse standing in New South Wales. Warrawee Needy. Be eligible for even more by breeding to a colonial bred stallion. The Group 1 winner, 1010 in America. Caribbean Blaster or Lombo Pocket Watch. All standing at Urabi Stud in New South Wales. Visit urabi.com.au.
All you need for a winning day in one neat package. From 6:30 Saturday morning, Racing HQ brings you all the latest for San Domenico Day at Rosehill Gardens.
I'm leaning to my Tagger Son here. I like the gear changes with the plates off, the winkers back on, and Bowman on.
Join leading race analysts Ron Duffacy and Mike Fraser for the Rosehill Form. Plus, the latest tab fixed odds markets. And at 10, Paul Joyce with his selections. Make your Saturdays winning ones with Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio and Tabcorp would like to remind you donations can be made to the National Jockeys Trust at any time. The Trust assists jockeys and their families experiencing financial hardship. Next time you back a winner, go to njt.org.au.
At Bing Lee this Father's Day, they've got that many things Dad will love, you'll find it hard to choose. Head online to binglee.com.au and check out the Father's Day catalogue. Or head in store and spoil Dad this Father's Day.
And they're off and racing.
Group Racing returns to Rose Hill Gardens.
Watch Sydney's best as they return to the track to begin their spring carnival campaign. With gourmet trackside dining options available and stunning views of the home straight and winning post, your guests will have a winning day at Rose Hill Gardens. Hospitality packages start at only $99. Find out more at www.theatc.com.au.
Sky Sports Radio with the latest winning info right now on Racing HQ.
29 past 10, of course, said Musselbrook today. Gary Harley there with delayed mail. We'll check out the news and sports shortly. Following that, on the pace today, Jason Bonington will be having a look at harness racing, what's happening right around the country for you. As I mentioned, we've got racing today. Leeton, Anthony Manton will be there. We've got Bow Desert in Queensland. It's a pretty tight little track up there, Bow Desert. Michael Maxworthy is on the ground there. And we've got a preview from him a little later on today as well. Menangle, there's Amanda Rando looking at harness racing there. Golden Greyhounds today, Jess Moran, Pakenham, Warren Huntley will look after that for us. And as well today, the Greyhounds are at Goulburn. Gary Clark will be there. So we've got the whole host of things happening for you today. And as I said, a busy day coming up. Musselbrook, the first getting underway there this afternoon. And race one, Musselbrook, where are we? Let's have a look and see. It's around about the 1:20 mark here, 20 past one. We open the bowling there for the first today. Now, it's right on 10:30. We're going to check out news and sport in just a sec.
Sky Sports Radio leads the way throughout the spring carnival.
We've got every angle covered.
From Lizzie Gelbson, Ron Duffacy in the mounting yard.
To Darren Flindell's race calls.
Ready now. Racing.
And when news breaks, we speak with key players. Like Racing New South Wales chief steward, Mark Van Gestel.
She is known to be a little practice in the barriers. And standard practice is to have an attendant up with the horse and just hold her head to the side just prior to a start being released.
Every piece of the spring carnival jigsaw is right here
on Sky Sports Radio.
Stun and Cut, and I'm the Mighty Quinn, the widest runner. Turning out Chain of Command lead. Smiling Shard, Stun and Cullen. I'm the Mighty Quinn out wider. Stun and Cullen hit the lead. Stun and Cullen in front of Smiling Shard and Stun and Cullen. The New Zealander wins the cup.
Stun and Cullen, winner of just under 1.5 million. The richest entire son of Christian Cullen. Winner of four Group 1 races. From a New Zealand Broodmare of the Year, standing at Yerribee Stud. Visit yerribee.com.au.
With your sport headlines. New South Wales Rugby League has introduced 21 weight and age competitions across Sydney in an attempt to keep juniors in the game. Jacob Lilliman has played his last NRL game for the Warriors after suffering a suspected torn bicep in the team's loss to South Sydney last week. Meanwhile, Newcastle's Brock Lamb is out for the rest of the season. Scans confirmed a season-ending MCL tear in his left knee. In AFL news, Essendon have emerged as late contenders to secure the signature of Giants star Josh Kelly. Meanwhile, North Melbourne have reportedly upped their offer for Dustin Martin to $10 million over seven seasons. In cricket, Steve Smith and his test mates are set to feature in three Sheffield Shield games prior to the Ashes, which will include a season opening round under lights. And a Jeff Horn and Manny Pacquiao rematch has been confirmed. Brisbane City Council and Brisbane Marketing will begin negotiations to determine the terms of the fight. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
And they're off and racing.
Group Racing returns to Rose Hill Gardens.
Watch Sydney's best as they return to the track to begin their spring carnival campaign. With gourmet trackside dining options available and stunning views of the home straight and winning post, your guests will have a winning day at Rose Hill Gardens. Hospitality packages start at only $99. Find out more at www.theatc.com.au.
Can't choose between your favourite runners? Place a $3 mystery box trifecta on Trackside. And if your three runners finish first, second or third in any order, you win 50% of the trifecta division.